Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am Amy, joined with my co-host Jenna. Happy days. Hi, friends. I keep thinking we need to say hi, friends, because I brought it back and then stopped saying it, how we were going to call our podcast listeners friends. I haven't really followed through with that. But hi, friends. Welcome back. We're so excited to be here. Just some housekeeping stuff. Jenna and I are both going on much anticipated, much needed vacations. So we're going to be out of office next week. So there won't be a pod next week, but be sure to check out our earlier episodes. This will rarely happen, but we need it.
Yeah.
We're in need. We're suffering.
Wait, are you going on vacation too?
Yeah.
Did I tell you? Going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, where are you going? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Good for us. You're going to
Italy.
Woohoo. Thank God.
And Maine, which I'm so excited for, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to Maine. Have you been to Maine?
No. And it's so weird because, like, as East Coasters, you think, like, yeah. Oh, I've been to, I don't think I've been above Boston. No.
Yeah. People ask me that all the time out here. They're like, you've never been to any of those places? I'm like, no, I feel like I haven't been north of New York City.
Yeah. It's, I like, don't I've think never it's been to Boston. Yeah. I've been to Boston for work.
Okay.
Great city. What are you going to Maine for? I know.
A wedding. And Steven is up, like my brother's up there with his girlfriend. That's where she's from. And Kyle and I have decided that we're only eating things in the form of like lobster for like a full 24, 48 hours. So like lobster bisque, lobster rolls, just lobster. Lobster always.
Lobster avocado toast. They actually, lobster Benedict. There's places that do that here. Yeah.
Hold this. Yeah. See, I'm just, yeah, we're ready. We are lobster. Like, Kyle's like, I'm ready to get gout together. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Get gout. Ew.
I know. Romance.
How cute.
That was our like 8 a.m. text. He's like, let's get gout together, baby. I was like, let's.
Ew. I thought gout was like of your foot. Never mind.
I think it's from like a lot of drinking and like heavy eating.
Oh, I thought it was from like, okay. Anyway, enough about gout. How was your weekend?
Yeah. I actually know someone that got it.
Ew.
Yeah. Ugh. Gross. Anyway. Yeah. Enough about gout, as you said.
How was your weekend?
It was good. I worked. It was busy. Sunday. What did I do Sunday? I don't know. I really don't remember.
Fun.
What did I do?
I don't know.
What did you do?
I had a very relaxing weekend. Oh, there's this place when you come up, actually, it's right on my corner. I want to take you to, it's a cocktail bar. Me and my husband went to like a late dinner Friday and then we always walk by it and we're like, should we pop in here? And we just popped in. But it's like a super cute cocktail bar, that I want to take you when I see you next month. We did that. And then Saturday I was kind of out of commission, not feeling good during the day. And then we had reservations at Top Golf. Cause you know how I'm a golf girly now.
Yes.
I can't even say the words I saw.
I'm so triggered by anything golf related these days.
Really?
Well, yeah. I'm like quitting my job of 7.
Oh yeah. 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 I keep forgetting, but that's like putt putt. This is the real deal. I'm the real deal.
Yeah. You're real
golf. I'm the real deal. I can't even call myself a golf girly. I open up the website. I was reading the news and it said something about Paige Spernak, who I don't know if I'm
on the outline. I was like, who is this?
Yeah, I see her name everywhere. She's always in pop culture. I really don't know who she is. She has something to do with golf. And I was like, this is what people think about when they think of golf girlies. It's blonde hair, blue eyes, like gorgeous, like preppy, cute little.
I'm like an influencer or something.
Right. I mean it. It ain't me. It's not little Italian girls from Philly with curly hair, you know, a little pudgy around the hips. Let me tell you. But we went to Topgolf and it was so much fun. I'm really getting into this. It's kind of psychotic. It was an hour outside of New York, and we went, and but it's really cool there. They have like high tops. You can get like table service, full menu, drinks. They play really good music. You can play different golf games. That was a lot of fun. Also, you know how I was like obnoxiously, I just feel like I should. So last week I was watching, we talked about how I know where Madonna's house is up here. So last week I was watching my friend's cats while she was in Greece. And so I'd go over there and feed them. And she lives on the same block, one Ave away from Madonna. So I was like, all right, if I'm going to be here every day, I'm going to do my research.
Start walking the cats. Just to walk by. You're like, this is casual.
Imagine how creepy. Me walking two cats.
Oh, I can't. This image is like too much.
Oh, God. It's so skeevy. Picture that with like a golf club. Anyway.
So walking our cats by Madonna's house. Just like
the scene. I look like I don't belong. Oh, my God. So every day I would walk by Madonna's house, and there are so many things going on at Madonna's house. I know I texted you, but the one day I was walking by and the Fresh Direct guys were out front trying to get her delivery. Madonna gets Fresh Direct delivered. Now, my husband burst my bubble and was like, you know, it's not her getting it delivered. I don't care. They were still ringing her doorbell to get her in. Other notes that I made about walking by Madonna's house every day is there's always a black SUV parked outside. So like, I don't think this is surprising. Obviously, she has a driver, but there's just an SUV that takes up two spots every day. And you know how I feel about parking up here? It's just sitting there every day. The one day her garage was open, her windows are always blacked out. People go in and out of there all day long. That's those are my observations about Madonna's house.
Did you look in the garage?
Of course. There was a moped. Like a little – no, because the gate is blocked with black. But if you catch the right side of the slats, you can peek in a little. And so that's what I was doing. I obviously was trying to be cash.
Yeah, yeah. If you catch the right right viewing. It's funny because I did totally Google her house. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I was like, let's Google Earth this.
Right. So those are my observations about Madonna. Did I have any other
fresh
celebs?
Direct girly.
Yeah, Fresh Direct. Ew, I hate the word girly. Ew.
I know, it's so weird.
Ew, I don't, and it's like it couldn't be more from who we are.
Like it. Like
yeah.
It.
So I guess that was my week and my weekend. There's some more. Okay, these are – oh, this – I can't believe I forgot to talk about this. But we got our first troll comment.
I didn't see it. What did it say? I wish you kept it.
I know. Okay, so I freaked out and I panicked. And I deleted it and blocked the person. And
God, I wanted to see it. We should have kept it. It would mean we're legit.
Well, that's what my husband said. And now I'm kind of bummed because it was actually funny. It said, this is so boring. Real white people talk. And I was like, I mean, it kind of tracks. We are white people. So, and fair if it was really boring. I mean, so I should have kept it.
You should have kept it. We got to keep obviously all comments moving forward.
It just means we're reaching bigger audiences, which we're happy about. But that was our first.
It's a milestone, really.
I know. And I wish that I didn't. I should have kept it. It would have been so much fun for the other friends to see. But I freaked out. I freaked out. And I was like, delete. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Hopefully we get another. Yeah. And we can celebrate in person in a month.
Can't wait. That doesn't mean to troll us. However, if you want to, that would be so fun if that's what we got our followers to do, was like talk shit to us on Instagram.
That could be.
I kind of like that, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Fine. But if you want to comment on any of our posts, positive things, that's fine. And if you post negative, that's also fine. I'll do my best not to panic and delete you. It's fair if you think we're boring. I know. I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh my God, bad press.
they press. You know what they say. No, or what is it? Bad press is good, or all, I don't know. All press is good press, or
yeah, something like that. It's true. Well, shout out. I'm trying to remember their Instagram handle. Bees Plants. She also was an entrepreneur, female entrepreneur who came to shit on us, but that's okay. Yeah, shout out. Anywho.
Okay, what do you have? What is lantern flies about? I see this on the outline and I'm a little confused.
Okay. Are lantern flies not a thing in SF? Probably, no?
No. We don't have a ton of bugs.
Okay, well, this has been taking over New York City. Lantern flies. They're these bugs that start off as these cute little red and black bugs. And then basically they eat all the plants and are destroying our ecosystem.
Oh, no.
I'm right. The last two summers, you've seen them, but I have never seen them like this. Like, you're walking down the street and you look up and you can see them flying in the air. They also will like land on you, or, and you're supposed to stomp on them.
Do they bite?
No, they just look like disgusting moths, and they're just flying everywhere. But it's been so crazy. They're literally everywhere. I was in a coffee shop and they were coming through the vents of the coffee shop this past weekend. Yeah, they're just funky. But if you don't know what they are, then I guess this is a moot point. Anywho, they're like taking over New York. I'm going to send you this Instagram that shows you all these pictures of them and how much they're infesting New York, and you'll throw up. But yeah, I guess lantern flies is the only.
Yeah, maybe that girl was right. Maybe we are boring white people.
It's true. Just
kidding. We were talking about lantern flies. Okay, let's get into a little pop culture. So I texted you the other night about being so, and I purposely put this in pop culture. So Hannah Berner, if you're listening, you did not fall under our Bravo category. You are officially pop culture. But her thing with Hailey Bieber, that's fucking huge. And I'm really proud of her because I think she had like kind of a long journey out of the Bravo sphere. I know it was a little challenging there for a bit.
I have such a love for Hannah Berner.
I know you do.
Speaking of boring white people shit, I saw her at the country club.
At the country club, husband, you know.
I don't belong to a country club. I've never belonged. I will never be able to afford it. But I saw her there.
We're talking about a country club.
I can't even believe the words come out of my mouth. It's not me. But so I saw her and Des Bishop there a year and a half ago, and I started shaking when I saw her, which is so stupid, but I loved her. There's a lot that's been come out about Bravo hiding men's bad behavior. And in the season, when I was watching that quarantine season of Summer House, I remember thinking like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, everybody just seems a little bit on edge. When I rewatched it back, Kyle was so out of line, and they gave Hannah such a bad cut. They gave her such a bad cut and made her – he just is so machismo, gaslighter. Watching it back after the season, it was just like kind of sick to watch. I don't know.
Did you watch it recently?
I'm going to say like 6 months ago. Huh. You should – if you rewatch it, you're basically like, oh, I love Hannah even more. To put up with that shit, I would have beat his ass.
And
he deserves it.
I feel about Kyle already. Yeah. Like, it's just not it for me.
He ain't it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like some of this, Stassi even said it, I guess, on her podcast, that they definitely do hide. What do you think that is? Like, why give the women a worse cut than the men? Like, what is, why not?
History?
Yeah, but I mean, like, Bravo is, women's. But Bravo is supposed to be for, like, I don't want to say just for women, but like, we're the ones mostly watching it. You know what I mean? Like, you would think it would be almost reverse.
But this is like what's ingrained in everyone's mind is like to silence the women. And look, I'm not going to stand up here and like do a whole soapbox about this, but that's it's just how it goes. You know, it's like the nature of the beast.
It just feels like we should at least be safe on Bravo.
Right. You would think that. Like, and I think.
If we're not safe on Bravo, where are we safe?
And when Stassi said that on her podcast, it was surprising and not surprising at the same time because of exactly that. You think that they would do better. But with that being said, Hannah, Variety magazine came out and called Hannah one of the top up and coming comedians, mm-hmm. which is incredible because all of this started because she was on Bravo and yeah. here she is. Did you hear? I listened to Giggly Squad last night and listening to this whole conversation and her whole breakdown of how it went with Hailey Bieber, not to mention Hailey Bieber called her over to meet JB. And she's like, yeah, me and JB were just like immediately fucking with each other. Like, he's like, oh, did you guys wear those matching outfits? He's like, no, you know how your wife is so demanding. She made me wear this color. And she's like, I just knew that I could like fuck with him and he would fuck with me right back.
Oh my God, this is fun.
Yeah. And she said she like played it super cool, like gave Hailey her space, wasn't trying to like... Like,
was
you know,
Paige, go ahead. Sorry, you keep going.
No, she wasn't like trying to like be too overbearing, which I thought was really cool. Like, she just said, like, she played it really cool. She got some laughs. And that Hailey was the epitome of an angel. Just oh the God, way she good. Acted. Yeah.
Was Paige freaking out? Like, I feel like Paige would want to be there so badly.
Paige is like, what does she smell like? What does
Why
her
wasn't
skin
Paige
like?
There? Well, I guess, was it like a closed or?
Yeah, it was an event for influencers. And there was like 30 New York influencers there, which I need to write a whole sketch about that because, yeah. Like New York influencers.
Not a lot of stuff there.
It's just like who New York influencers think they are yeah. compared to like other influencers. Like it's uh-huh. like the creme de la creme. Okay. But it was a small event, invite only. And Hannah was asked to do this interview that she's doing. Cause you know, she's doing the Hannah on the street outside of the yeah. comedy club. So it basically.
Kyle like knows who she is, not from Summer House.
Well, that's it. That's what's happening. Like she's so her TikTok blows up. Uh-huh. Her comedy career is really taking off. It
this
really,
on the
really
street
is
good. I like
yeah.
that. Those are the ones that I kind of see most of.
Yeah.
I don't listen to like Giggly Squad or anything, but
yeah.
I was super stoked for her.
Yeah, it was cool to hear them, like just really cool to hear her experience. And you know how her and Hailey had the little interaction on TikTok and the
No.
Oh yeah. She responded to a message. I think this was like last year. Hannah did a TikTok about Hailey Bieber and Hailey Bieber responded to it.
What was like in a good way or a bad way?
Good way. Good way. Good way. Good way. I can't remember the exact context of what the TikTok was. Shoot. And then Hailey Bieber responded, but like Hannah's gotten Hailey Bieber, Emrata, like, hey, Kyle, good luck serving lover boy. Like, here we are. Like,
I mean, Emrata is definitely famous, but I feel like Hailey Bieber is like A-list. Like, Kendall
sure.
Jenner is her fucking best friend. Like, mm-hmm. they're, I mean, Justin Bieber is her husband. Like, Emrata, yeah. I feel like, is
pop culture
I feel
famous.
Like, she's crossed over from like influencer famous, but I still feel like she's not. Like Hailey Bieber famous.
Fair.
You know?
Fair. So yeah, it was cool to see. It all happened in a Times Square Krispy Kreme, which is even funnier.
I did see that. I did love the red tube top dresses. I was like, I need to get one of those.
She said that it wasn't planned for her to wear red. Really? She wasn't asked to wear red. They just happened to both be in red that day.
Oh, I thought for sure.
Same. So that's what JB like made a joke about it.
The memes about like the way that they were dressed in comparison, like Justin Bieber and Hailey going
lot.
Up to the same event, and he's in like Crocs and like just so yeah. dressed down, and she's like, she's just also so like she's so stunning.
Yeah, I agree.
She really, she is something.
I really love her style too. For
Something,
a 40-year-old.
Yeah, me too. So speaking of Justin Bieber, how about that music video that he did? That was steamy.
Something about Justin Bieber. So Justin Bieber did SZA's music yeah. video and played like one of her love interests in it. Something about him smoking a blunt gave me the biggest lady boner in the whole entire world. And I was like, is this creepy?
See all the tattoos too. Like, I was like, okay.
I don't know what it was, but there was definitely something there that just like gave man energy. And for a while, Justin Bieber was like kind of like the little kid who was the pop king, blah, blah, blah. And yeah.
I think he's
almost 30. That's actually not as creepy as I thought. Which led me to a question that I had when I was thinking, you know, sexually fantasizing about Justin Bieber was, do you think... Because, okay, so there's a lot of thoughts on this. Do you think it's creepy to have a large age gap in relationships? Obviously, because I was thinking about getting it on with Justin Bieber, and I'm like, is that creepy? I also am 6 years older than my husband. But how, if you think that there's an age gap weirdness, how far is the age gap? And then I have another example.
Okay. Okay. This is a great question. So I don't really, I feel like it depends, like a 50-year-old man with like the Lenny Hotchstein or whatever. And like that feels creepy to me.
Yeah.
Like if someone is dating someone their daughter's age, that's weird to me, especially because like I even remember like I have a younger brother, but like not by a lot, but even when you're, I mean, this is like maybe not as much anymore, but like you could never look at anyone his like age group because it was like my little brother's age group. Does that make sense? Like even though the age gap wasn't a lot, it just, it's like that's where the association is.
Yeah.
And I feel like for an older man to be dating someone his like daughter's age, like that's really, I think that that's really weird and crossing some kind of line.
What if it was a woman?
dating younger, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on like, do girls really want to date younger guys? I don't know. I guess it depends. I feel like.
Do girls really want to date younger?
I feel like if anything, you'd want to maybe like mess around with a younger guy, but like
that's what like the whole
them not
yeah really. That's the whole stereotype, I think, of like what's the youngest you've not dated a lot younger.
I feel like I really keep it in like Kyle and I were 6 months apart.
And
the oldest, I guess, he was probably like 6 years older than me, and I
felt creepy.
Didn't love it. Like it didn't feel creepy by any means, but like, you know how I feel about my like, you know, my emo music phase. Yeah. Like, and I like being able to like go on long car rides with Kyle, and we both are like rocking. Like we were always into the same music, and I really like that.
Fair. So you've never okay. Interesting. That's just me thinking. I would.
Like my cousin's dating. I hope I'm not throwing you under the bus. I won't say her name. But so when she ended her last relationship, I always pictured her with someone older, like because she's very mature and she's funny and she like has her shit together. I just like adore her. And I don't know. Like I just always picture her with someone older. And recently she started dating someone about like 6 years older. And I was like, this makes so much sense. Like I actually can't see her with someone with a guy her age. Like to me that would feel mismatched.
I think I saw their soft lunch on Instagram and was gonna ask you questions offline about it, but yay.
Yeah.
Like
I actually really can't see her with someone her own age.
Yeah. I want to say I dated someone 10 years younger than me, but I don't know if you could call that dating.
I was there for this, and I would say dating seems a little bit of a stretch. How about you were in a situationship that was also sort of a reaction to what you were going through personally?
I like that because realistically, we had absolutely nothing in common.
It was a wild time to watch that go down.
Nothing in common. I kind of felt a little motherly, like encouraging this person to like get their life together and how great it is if you...
We literally celebrated his 21st birthday.
I was not dating. I was not. It was a few weeks after his 21st birthday.
Okay.
Just to be fair. Oh my God. This sounds so creepy now that I'm 10 years older.
We're going through a time.
Yeah. But I just had literally, I just had nothing in common with him. And my husband's 6 years younger, but... He, I feel like, is, okay, not mature in a lot of ways, but in terms of, like, mindset.
He's also not American.
Yeah, but that
can... I think that's probably...
Really?
I just think they're more, like, worldly over there. Like, they travel a lot more, so they see a lot more. Like, Americans, especially if you're... No shade to Philly, but, like, not everyone gets to, like...
Well...
Has the opportunity to, like, travel as much, and I think... Yeah. Traveling can really, you know, mature you a little bit. You're open to a little bit more.
I think the biggest thing from where he's from in Europe, well, literally the small town that he's from, is that you live with your family until you buy a house. And so like that was the biggest pain in the butt thing, is that like he had just like lived with his family. So like I had to do a lot of training. However, yeah, like he's more mindset mature, but I was just thinking in separately because I was listening to the Vile Files and Nick Vile is 42 and his fiance's 24. And I felt certain way about that a little. I felt a lot of judgmental.
I like that show. I don't know anything about him before. I guess I started listening to
Bachelor it. He was a Bachelor guy,
I think. Vanderpumps.
Yeah, okay. Same.
With the Vanderpump stuff. But I've sort of stayed a little bit tuned in. I like him. I didn't know that she was that much younger. I also have an instant reaction to that, like right now. But yeah, I guess
it's not
my business at the end of the day.
Well, she just turned 25. But I immediately make a judgment like, oh, he's so immature. I think the other thing, that judgment.
It's hard not to think of like where we were at that age. And yeah. I just know for me personally, I was nowhere close to ready to settle down. Like not even on my radar. I was actually like running from it.
When I think of a 24-year-old, I think of like a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, just you are mindset. A little kid. Like, you're so confused. Like, you're maybe just coming out of college. Or, like, you're in that entry-level job. Like, you're not even close to really figuring it out.
Yeah.
I feel like I still haven't figured it out, and I'm over 30. But yeah. That phase is just so different from now.
And that's something I always think about, too, because my husband got married at 27.
Oh, wow.
Right. When you say it like that, I'm like, oh, my God, he was so – like, I could have never – ever gotten married at 27. I mean, not to mention the relationship I was in was one thing, but like the age, I definitely didn't feel ready to be married at 27, like in hindsight. Anyhow,
I do sometimes think, even though there's like this whole thing about like men never being ready or whatever, I do kind of think like men are a little bit more willing to settle down quicker than women are.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of do. At least like a lot of the men I know, I guess. Like, yeah. I don't know a lot of fuckboys. So, like,
yeah, but we have. Just, like, when I was 27, I don't think I knew anyone at 27 that wasn't a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Anyway.
Yeah. I don't really know what the point, like, where I stand on the. I feel, yeah. I just had that question to think about.
Did you see any of the video footage of Kendall and Bad Bunny?
From what?
They're like going for it. I even wrote here on the outline, like, I feel like you probably don't care. But I feel like I kind of do. Kendall does bore me, but her with Bad Bunny is making me a little bit less bored. Like, he seems like a good time.
Where's this video footage?
They were at the Drake concert, I think.
Oh, yeah. That was like 2 weeks ago. Okay.
There was that, but then there was also – he was – like they were on a, each other's like tick or not TikTok. Like there was a, he did like a video on Instagram and like you can hear Kendall's voice. And then there's like another one and he's wearing a K necklace.
I saw,
which, okay. Like I just wasn't expecting it to go this far or this long.
I know you can see my face, but I have like the cringiest face on because when I saw that video of them at the Drake concert, it like skeeved me out in a sense that I feel like he was, it felt like to me he was more into it than she was in that video. And again, what the hell do I know? I'm watching a video online. Who knows? But that's the vibes it gave me. And it made me look at him a little differently. I was like, oh my God, no. Is he one of, like, is he, oh, I don't know.
Did I ever tell you that my cousin, my little cousin, when I was in, this was one of the greatest things ever. Because even though she bores me, she's obviously fucking stunning. And my little cousin, when I was in Napa with my aunt, texted my aunt and was like, I'm watching the Kardashians. And I realized Jenna and Kendall look exactly the same. I was like, what?
I mean, I could see the similarities for sure.
I was like, I think I have the screenshot. I was like, can you just call me and screenshot that and send that to me just if I ever need an ego boost, if I'm feeling low one day.
Send that to me and I'll post it on our
The best compliments I ever got was that. And then I think it was like two different people told me that I remind them of Kristen Cavallari. I think Corey was one of them.
Wow. Speaking of,
so she has a new podcast. I realized that she was on Call Her Daddy, but it was actually I guess Alex was off this week. So she just like went back through one of her favorite podcasts of the year. So it wasn't new. I had already watched it. But so last night I got this notification on my phone that said like Kristen Cavallari on Call Her Daddy. And I was like ready to drop everything. Yeah. And I don't know if there's anyone in Hollywood I stan more than Kristen Cavallari.
You do love her. I also love her.
Love her so much. Like anything she does, I am enthralled with. Like I want to watch it all. I feel like Laguna Beach is like part of the reason I'm in California. Like I was obsessed with that show.
It's also so weird because the character Kristen plays on Laguna Beach and in the Hills is something that is so opposite from you.
Except maybe in high school, maybe not.
Oh, here we go. This is the dirt. It's funny when you say...
it's weird because I certainly did not peak in high school. I look back at photos. I'm like, how did I have sex with anyone? Like, this is disgusting. My eyebrows were so thin. The track jackets from Abercrombie, like, let's burn them. I always had this like weird confidence about myself that I definitely see that.
That's not what I meant. I meant more because I would definitely agree. Confidence for sure. I meant more the like aggressive part she played, like the bitch that she played. To me is different than what I would see. But I mean, she's so likable. When you put the podcast on here, it's so weird. I was going through my podcast the other day because I was trying to find one to listen to. And I saw her Back to the Beach with Stephen Colletti. And I was like, that's a bummer because I would love to hear her talk. Like I would listen to her podcast if she had one. So funny you said that she has one. I'm excited to listen.
Oh yeah, I already have my notification set.
It's not out yet.
No, I think it comes out sometime in September.
Okay, cool.
I hope she kind of like. I am like very this like Jay Cutler's messy for sure. He I guess has been spotted around with that Samantha Robertson. So she's the girl, for anyone who doesn't know, like he went on a family trip with his kids as well. Kristen was not there. This was like post-divorce or in the middle of their divorce. And it was one of his best friends and neighbor and kids, like their kids or the families or friends on this vacation, fucking his wife. And they got caught. And like that just so messy. So they're clearly like still together, which I guess that's better than I guess blowing up your family for nothing. But I kind of hope Kristen, like, I don't know if she would really do it because it's like the father of her children.
Yeah.
But damn, I would like a little bit. Maybe she'll like hint around it. Like my ex, or I was in a relationship that I don't know.
I want, I hope that, like, part of me is like, it would be, I would love Justin Anderson to be a part of that podcast.
He will. I bet he's like the first guest.
I like what they should do it together.
Yeah, but I think it's good that she's doing it by herself because he can be like a little too high energy.
Okay.
And then I feel like, will she have to match that? And like, that sounds a little exhausting. You know?
Are you trying to say something?
No, I want her on her own and I want to see like who she brings on. And I could just listen to Kristen talk by herself about all the things. Like, if we just like put in questions and she just is like unfiltered answering them, which I do think she has no problem being unfiltered, which is also exciting.
Yeah. I hope we get some nuggets too. Yeah. Like you said, I hope we get a few nuggets here and there. If we think about Bravo, I feel like it's so slow in Bravo land. Like, I'm ready for Salt Lake City to come up. And also, what's going on? Where's the Winter House?
I think they're going to wait until after Southern Charm.
Oh, that's annoying.
We did this last year. It was Southern Charm, Winter House, and then Summer House. And I remember this because Austin and Craig were like, one, Watch What Happens Live, talking about like how it's a little confusing.
Yeah.
Because, they like kind of keeping track of the timelines and stuff.
Okay.
I'm really ready for Southern Charm. Salt Lake City, I guess I'll watch because I know I will, but like, I have like almost no interest.
Okay, that's fair. I do like
the black eye thing just put me right over the edge. Like,
that was so annoying. I feel like that was
so weird.
And I also really like Heather usually.
I did, but like, that was just that whole thing was like very bizarre and it felt sort of for nothing. Like, I don't know. It was just really weird.
It felt fake and forced. Yeah, for sure.
And I think that those women are like extra, like, it's just a fight fest.
Like, and with Meredith, Jen Shaw gone.
Like, Lisa, like, they're all just.
Meredith, I kind of really
like what's happening in, like, Roni right now, where
they're like, rebooting.
Yeah, like, it's like, I really do like it feels, you know, when this show first started, like the Housewives franchise, it really was about like the glamorous lifestyles and like the clothes they were wearing and the houses they lived in and like the beautiful scenery and stuff like that. And now it just feels like a lot of it's gotten nasty, and I feel like Roni has really taken us back to our roots a little bit, and I'm really into it.
What were your thoughts on this week's episode?
One of them was definitely, and I even said this to Kyle, I was like, I hope that they only do Roni during the holidays, because I mean, I've talked about it so many times that like, I just think New York is just magic, but then you add the holidays in there and it's like, oh, so perfect.
It's so funny because when I watch it, I'm like, no.
I guess I don't have winter, so it's like...
Yeah, and there's not... The thing about New York, I was thinking about this yesterday as I was freaking carrying my bags all over the place, is that, like, when you run errands in New York, and I'm sure... I know you walk and you don't have a car.
Did you listen to Ariana and Sheena's podcast?
A little bit.
She literally...
Oh, my God, she did. Yeah.
She literally says this. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you run an errand, like, it doesn't matter what kind of errand it is, you're running it on your feet. You're grocery shopping and taking your groceries
that's
on the subway.
I feel like public transportation and walking is like part of my identity.
But also when it's raining and freezing, it's so much more annoying than, you know, a summer day. I mean, I shouldn't even complain. Yesterday, I went to go into the office and there was a water main break at 42nd Street Times Square. So all of the red lines were shut down and I couldn't get downtown. So give and take.
Yeah.
But New York in the winter looks pretty in theory, I think.
Yeah.
it's great. It's fine. I'm not complaining.
I would say, okay, so size like hunger thing, I'm getting so annoyed. Like, I'm like pretty over it. I don't know if it's like, are we playing it up for the cameras? Oh, this is a thought that I had. I find myself, and I don't know if it's even just with this season, but I am watching these shows in like such a, and I'm still enjoying them. And I don't really do this with Below Deck because I've like heard on a podcast that there's like just not as much production happening because of like safety measures. Like they can only have so much of the production team on the team. And also you don't really need to produce service industry people with rich people on a yacht in beautiful places. There's not like, what are you going to add?
Right.
But I find with watching, I find that the women are very aware of the cameras. And it's like, it's not ruining my viewing experience. It's just not making it like as natural, I guess. Like I feel like I look at something and I'm like, oh, like she knows the camera's there.
And it's funny because I think I said this before, but ever since I went to that baseball game, that softball game, which I think is actually happening this week for Real Housewives in New Jersey. But ever since I saw that, it's really messed with the way that I look at production and what's going on, because I think that exact same thing. It's almost like, you know, production films I'm walking in, are they like, hey, talk about this at the table. Hey, talk about that at the table. And you know that it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I feel like 10 years ago, you didn't have to generate the drama. And now you kind of do from the beast that was created of this. And to your point, Below Deck, I never, like you said, it has the perfect recipe. Did you see that blind in, I think it was Bravo and Cocktails, that they were talking about how Below Deck is the perfect recipe for a Bravo show and they're looking to do something else like it? I think.
No, but they heard it from us. but the thing is, it's so weird, is like there's other Bravo podcasts I listen to and like no one talks about Below Deck. Great. Like I was even listening to comments by Celebs has like their pop culture podcast, and then they do one, I know you don't listen, but then they also do one that's like a Bravo one. Yeah. And both of the hosts were like, yeah, we never watched the show. And I was like, what? It's like so my good. Favorite Bravo series.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah,
I was listening
I know you and I have talked about it, and we may have even talked about it on here, but the way that they're, I think what's so special about that show too is like, although we have some of the same characters popping up, like Aisha and Captain J and some of the captains, we're never like fully 100% expecting them to come back.
Right.
And so we're not so like, we're happy to invested. See them, but we're not so invested in the characters themselves, where like Summer House, that's part of the problem, is that like, I think Bravo feels that we're so invested in these people that now they can't change the cast. And like, that is an issue for them.
And that's why it's the perfect recipe, because you get to, you don't have to follow. And we talked about this before, where you're not going out and following Aisha's life unless you follow her on Instagram. Totally. Like, oh, happier boyfriend surprised her, but you're not going out there and seeing what else is happening, because everything's happening in this bubble. I'm curious how they can do it with other shows. And I wonder if that's like what the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trips, the idea of that was, because that is kind of interesting. I haven't really watched them. That would be something I could add to my repertoire.
Yeah.
But
the other thing about like going back to like feeling like the production, like, you know, what's happening is these girls on Roni. Well, I mean, I think in the last couple years, we kind of see all this talk about like different reboots on different ones, or people being put on pause. Like that seems to be happening a little bit more frequent. So now I feel like people are also trying to like make sure that they get that next season because they want that paycheck or the fame or whatever. So it's like,
you feel like they're bringing the drama.
It just feels a little bit too played up. And it's like, not that I think Brynn is completely different from her character, and we can get into the whole like how Aaron did not appreciate, I actually have a lot of thoughts on that, about the whole like Abe thing or whatever. Like, she even said, I think it was on maybe Instagram or something, like, you know, there are cameras, like she said it. She's like, there are cameras there. And so you're trying to not be boring. So you're like playing it up.
I mean, Bryn, it's so obvious that she's playing it up that it takes away from me. I feel like Bryn's playing it up and like playing the character. Sai, I don't like, that's what I think is making me not like Bryn as much, is because I feel like she's playing the character. And Sai, I feel like her complaining and her whining seems to me that it's just who she is.
You think?
Which is worse?
That's worse.
I know. Sai really irked me this week.
Happy to hear that, because I, for some reason, thought that you would really like Sai.
I loved her outfit.
Okay.
And well, I love her style. And I,
all of them really do have great style. And they're all really stunning.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sai is just like the constant like complaining. I'm like, this is like really like not great TV. Like, no, this and is not bringing it for me.
I thought I was going to like her because I thought she was going to be a little edgy, a little nasty bee. But it's more just like, mar, 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 like whine. And it's like, fun.
You're that hungry? Eat.
Right. Also, if you have food intolerances like I do myself, if I don't know the food situation ahead of time, I'm always eating ahead of time. Like if there's an opportunity.
Responsible adult.
No, but like if I know that like, oh, I'm hungry and I don't know what's going to be served, I'll absolutely try to eat something before, or I'll bring my own thing. I'm trying to always make sure that there's something I can eat, because there is nothing worse if you don't eat certain things. But also if you don't eat certain things, be the responsible adult and pack your own.
Yeah.
No one's going to be offended.
Let's chat about so we talked a little bit last week about the joke and how I was like, I didn't really find anything wrong. It seems like the other women are sort of on my page, but Erin is a little bit more on your page and was like definitely pissed. I also was like kind of thinking at that wreath making thing or whatever, when she came in like pretty hot and just like, she seemed just like
agitated.
Agitated. And you know what I thought of? I was like, I think she's having a moment for sure. Like, I think she just is like feeling frustrated with the women, or maybe feels like a little insecure or a little attacked or whatever. And I was like, I feel like we've all been there. Like, we've been like in situations with other women where we're just feeling a little like, I just don't want to be here right now.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, do you remember when I like literally had to hide from you guys at the airport in Mexico? Like, my flight wasn't for so much longer, and Angelica was like, we'll just like hang together, and you literally were like, she's gonna go, like, let her go.
I
think in that moment I was like, Amy knows me on a level that I need my friends to know me on. Like, I was like, she feels the energy. She clearly knows I want to just be in my own space. And she's like, let's just let her go. Let her fuck go.
There's nothing worse than at the end of a trip, getting to the airport and like have to straggle around with the gals. Like, no. After my friend's bachelor party, we were all at the airport and I was physically withdrawing from alcohol and having like major panic attacks. And everyone's like, let's go to the airport lounge. And I was like, I can't do this. I cannot be with a gaggle of girls right now talking and like they were even enjoying a mimosa. And I was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm physically shaking. I need to go. And my poor friend, like, I think she thought something was wrong. And I was like, I'm fine. I just need to get out of this situation. And I'll meet you on the plane. I'll be there. Like, I'm good.
One time I went to the airport, literally, like, this was in Colorado. I mean, I think anyone that knows me knows that I'm like not great in these situations. Like, I do great traveling with Kyle. That's about it. I don't need to be traveling on long trips with girls. Like, it's just, and it's nothing against, or even just like a groups of people. It's just
one
like
other
not,
person. That's what
it's just like, not, you know, I have some great things about me and I have some really bad things. And this is definitely one of them. Like, I like really cherish like my space and like my, I don't know. I just, I can't, I'm like not great at it. And I was at a bachelorette in, I think this was in Colorado, and I literally went to the airport like 6.5 hours early.
Yeah.
Because I was just I would just rather be here. I can kick it by myself. I'll watch TV, like whatever. Like I
you need to decompress. I think that's totally fair. I think that's fair and to know that about yourself. After my last bachelorette party, I think I told you I'm retiring. Like I'm good to go on a vacay with one other girl, max two other girls. You know how I feel about traveling in threes. I always have said that it's a bad idea, and mm-hmm. I've gotten myself into many a situation where I've traveled in threes, and every time I'm like, you shouldn't have freaking done it.
Yeah.
But
this was Mexico for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, I forgot we were in three.
Yeah, yeah.
That was that was a weird time, I think. Anyway.
Yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah.
It to a degree, right? Anyway.
Yeah, for sure. It was like the last 24 hours.
Yeah, which is fair.
Which is,
I just think it's a lot. Anyway, to your point, I think Erin has resting bitch face. Like she, to me, like when I see Erin, I don't look to Erin and be like, oh, she's the gal who you'd go out and have a great time with. Like she doesn't give off like easygoing vibes to me.
I think once you would get her out though, it would be fun.
I don't agree.
Okay.
She to me just seems like what a dud.
Oh, okay.
She constantly just has a face. Like if you say one thing wrong to her, she's like, oh, okay. Like if somebody came to my house and didn't want me to cook at 7 a.m. because they weren't going to be awake, I'd be like, great. I want to freaking sleep in too. Who cares? With the flow. I'm also lying. I'm not really one to go with the flow. My friend said to me this week that she noticed.
You're definitely not.
No, I'm lying. She said we were just on vacation for a few days together, her family and me and my husband.
Go with the flow. You definitely don't go.
And she said, because I'm medicated now, and I started about a month and a half ago. If you're considering going on medication for anxiety, freaking do it. Do it. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh my God. And she said, I haven't even heard this update. So this is
No,
you haven't said anything to me about this.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you were thinking about it, but I didn't know you like did it.
Oh, I did it.
Going so well.
I did it, and I can't believe for the last 40 years of my life I was living the way that I did.
This is amazing.
It is life. It I'm not even kidding. Like it has been life changing for me. My anxiety is so more, you know, that feeling when you feel like you're on edge.
Yeah.
I was really going through it. And I felt like that all the time, probably before surgery and after surgery. Sure didn't help. Moving didn't help. My anxiety was through the roof. And I think I thought I could always just like handle it on my own. It's just who I am. It's the type of person.
You probably thought too, like I'm in therapy, like I've taken a step to, and you've been in therapy for a while. So it's
And my therapist has been recommending it to me for years. I'm like, yeah, sure. Last week we had a whole session and I was like, why didn't I listen to you before? And she's like, you're the absolute perfect candidate for medication because of how you feel now. I said, this is the newest thing I'm going to preach about. I was preaching about therapy for so long and now I'm preaching about medication. If you feel like you're on that edge or you're constantly like wound up, I just don't know how to explain it. It doesn't feel that way. And like the feeling of when you're so overwhelmed, I haven't gotten that feeling. It's like you're able to deal with things. So if you're interested, go for it. My point was, the funniest thing is I'm not go with the flow because of my anxiety. And I was with my friend on vacation a few weeks ago and she texted me yesterday like, yeah, I could totally tell. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, I could totally tell that you're medicated because you weren't repeating yourself every 5 seconds weren't like, yeah. And she said, until it came to food where you were concerned about where your next meal would come. And I was like, well, that's never going to change. And we know it's not a miracle drug. Anywho, my point is.
I go with the flow just by the last couple hours of a trip. I'm just like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm not. So to that point, maybe that's why I can't stand Erin, because she's not go with the flow and I see myself in her.
Yeah.
There, I said it.
So there it is. I just feel like it would be remiss not to mention, I know we're like getting close on time, but whatever.
I have a really good game. I have a really good game, so I want to leave time for it.
Okay. And I want to talk real quick about, there's just something I want to mention about Below Deck, but the conversation with Jessel and her mom, like, that just, I was like, wow, this is, I'm like, she really is putting it all out there. She wasn't, you know, it's taken me a minute to like, I still don't even know if I like really like her, but I like that she's like kind of showing this journey, especially, I mean, I am obviously not like Indian, but I know that that culture is pretty strict. And I think for a lot of women watching, it's probably nice to see it being represented and like those conversations happening on TV.
That was, that brought her up a notch for me, a few notches, just to be that raw and that open. I mean, even as a woman who's, how she's struggling, was struggling with infertility, as a woman from my friends, I've heard like that, it makes you feel less than, like, it's the one thing that you're supposed to be able to do as a female. And, you know,
so crazy because we literally do it all.
Like, check. This is a feminist podcast now.
There's nothing we can't do. I don't want to like put her on blast, but I have a friend that just went through a very long 24-hour labor, and like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Insane. I could never. I could never.
Like, what a, and then to, I don't know. It just, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, men could never. Like, that's painful as hell.
Yeah. I thought it was cool that she talked about it, but wait, we didn't get back. We didn't get your thoughts on what was said and Erin's reaction. What are you thinking?
So I still stand with, like, I don't think it, like, I'm with the rest of the girls. I don't think it was the biggest deal. I definitely think that there was like, she was agitated that side left, and then the pile on with Bryn's comments. It was just, I think she was like really annoyed by maybe their whole presence and the way that they were at that party as a whole.
You're also like, being, yeah, that's those that. Things I am easy breezy about, where she's like annoyed that people left her party. Who cares?
Yeah.
You have 100 people there. Who cares if she left? Mm-hmm. You care. I think that the comment was inappropriate. And I also think that Erin's not the type of person to get a joke. Like, to me, Erin is like, you said this. It's like, okay, I was joking. Also, Bryn backtracked a ton and was like, I didn't say if you get divorced. Yeah, you did. Roll the tape. Roll the tape. Yeah. I feel like Bryn is going to be very, very messy. And hopefully people start calling her out. I know we're almost at time, and we want to talk about Below Deck.
I don't know if I'm PMSing, and I wish I like, I really do a bad
job
keeping track. I couldn't watch it. I literally walked out of the room when the firing was happening and waited until
this is like so triggering for you.
I could not handle it. Like, I don't know what was happening. I was even texting my friend and I was like, I literally don't know if I'm PMSing or something, but this is like, I just feel like he just was like, really wanted to make it work for his family. And like, the backstory, I guess, gets me a little bit. And maybe there's like, I think when it's like a boy at that age, like trying to figure it out, that's something, well, like that, I will just always have a special place in my heart for that. And it's just
a special place in your heart, because he's a Brooklyn kid. We know a million Adams.
Totally.
You know, like, we can relate to the Adams. We both have brothers. It's like, you're just looking at it like, but he didn't mean it. Like, where's the learning curve? And then.
Exactly. And then you have like Culver, who like, he's doing his job, but he's like definitely there to like kick it. And like, he's there to party and for the experience, where I think Adam was there more to work and have an experience. Right.
And I think you're always told hard work pays off, hard work pays off. Yeah, and in this case, you're like, not seeing it.
Yeah. And that's like, that was a little bit of a bummer for me. I mean, I don't know, I guess we'll see like at the reunion of Jason. I mean, I don't think he would ever, like, I understand it was a safety concern, and I don't think a captain would ever like really admit to like maybe being wrong about a firing. Yeah. But I do hope he like looks back at it and is like, you know, Adam really was, you know, trying his hardest. And
but that's the
I
thing
think
too.
Like, WoW actually would have been really good for him. Like, I think they were starting to find a groove. And WoW did say that to Captain. Like, Culver's more of his concern, not really Adam.
Which was interesting that the captain didn't take that into account. Like, he Joao said, like, I'm willing to train Adam to get him where I need. He sees that. And I work in my day job. I don't think I've ever talked about my day job, but in my day job, my job is to work with young people in their internship program to get them into full-time jobs in corporate America. So the biggest thing that I hear from managers and that I tell interns is be trainable. That's what you want. From a manager's point of view, you want someone who's trainable, who's open, takes feedback, willing to learn, excited to learn. Adam had all those things. The thing that sucked is he made a really big mistake.
Yeah. And he was so regretful and like was so willing to learn. I think that was the part that I found a little annoying. It's like you have someone here that's like so willing to be like, yes, I fucked up. Because I think we both know how hard it is to find someone that's willing to say, yeah, I fucked up. Like, people have so much ego, especially men, like so much ego wrapped up in stuff. I mean, even when Culver was told to like pick it up a little bit, he was like calling his mommy.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, whatever. But I just wanted to mention that. Adam, shout out to you. I started following you on Instagram.
I think he's going to get another.
If we can at least get him a blue check mark, then he gets paid ads. Then he can buy his mom and kids a house.
Love that. Speaking of paid ads, if you want, on our Spotify, this is not the end of the episode, but on our Spotify, there is an option to donate if you're feeling like you'd like to. Obviously, we're happy to be here, but we did add the option for donations, and we might be doing ads in the future just so that maybe we can get some revenue from this, but we will keep y'all posted.
Yeah.
We are almost at time. I wanted to do, oh, this is so hard. Okay. If you had, did you watch Friends? Are you a Friends or a Seinfeld person? I do this all
Seinfeld,
the time.
Seinfeld, but kind of neither.
Okay. Remember Friends when Ross had the laminated card of people that were on his hall pass?
No.
So this is a lame game. Basically, there's this thing.
I know how to play hall pass.
Okay. So who would be on your hall pass? Top three.
John Mayer, Jeremy Allen White. Hold on, what? Jeremy Allen White and Justin Theroux. I think we've talked about this.
Oh. All right. So good way next.
Who would be on yours? Timmy,
it's really
Timmy Chalamet.
I don't know if he's my hall pass or like my talent crush.
Oh, okay.
He's a big time talent crush, but Channing Tatum would be number one. Ryan Gosling, definitely up there.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, and three would abso-frickin-lutely be Paul Mescal.
Ah, I could
heart eyes. Yes. Okay, let me do some.
Pretty on brand there.
I know. It's good. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I want to do a little of this or that. Okay. And it's Bravo style. So, like, Bravo people that we can't stand, you're going to have to pick.
Okay.
Teresa or Melissa? This is kind of easy. Melissa. Yeah. Same. Marisol or Alexia?
Alexia.
Tamara or Vicky? I wish people could see your face.
Tamara. I don't know. Because Vicky's like nice from this distance that we're getting her right now.
It's true. It's because she's not in our face.
And she leaves. Like, and Tamara's just over there like throwing napkins and just being so aggressive. Talk about knowing the cameras are there. Good Lord.
Yeah, we get it, Tamara. You're going to get on the next season.
Oh, my relax. Goodness. Yeah. I guess Vicky in this one.
Yeah, I would pick Marisol.
I don't stand her political views, but that's...
Yeah, I don't think we stand any of their political views.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Let the people know.
Bethany or Ramona?
Honestly, okay, ask me 3 weeks ago, maybe Bethany, what is happening? Ramona, definitely now. Bethany is like unhinged. Like I almost feel bad as the internet. Like I did, like we break her.
Did we break her? Does she think this is the best thing that's ever happened to her?
Seems like she is like in a full spiral, like a Lindsay Lohan early 2000s spiral. Actually, interesting. I should have said to Lindsay, a Britney Spears spiral.
No. Let's not even get started on those dance moves. Okay. Kelly, Ben Simone, or Brandi Glambo?
Oh God!
Your faces are so good.
Kelly, the thing is like I didn't actually ever finish all of Roni.
You get the gist.
Yeah, I don't know if I even saw that season.
Oh shoot! Okay,
we Scary Island, and she got yelled at by Bethany.
Oh, but
I don't know, Brandi. I find Brandi kind of skeeves me out. Like I kind of can't look at her face. Is that so?
No, but she just looks like she is a drug addict.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going with Kelly.
Okay. I would probably, I don't know who I would go with. I'm going to say Kelly just because, no, I'm going to say Brandi because Kelly irked the hell out of me. Brandi or Sheena Shea?
Sheena.
Okay. Sheena or Kristen?
Sheena.
Kristen or Jax?
Kristen.
Jax or Sandoval?
Jax.
Okay, speaking here we go.
Of Jack, have we seen him gaslighting the shit out of us online?
What?
He's like all out here now, like, you know, I'm not actually like, I was never that mad at Sandoval, and like, I was just sticking up for my boy Schwartz. I'm like, stop. You were on every podcast talking about it. You got a show with Peacock of you guys recapping.
Oh, that's where I saw the Bravo and Cocktail said that Bravo wants to go back to how originally Vanderpump was done, and they're looking to recast within the restaurant and have everyone from this is going to be the last season of Vanderpump. Everyone from Vanderpump is going to go to the Village show, and they're going to recast Vanderpump Rules in the restaurant. That's what it was. We love that.
That was true.
And actually, that was our idea. Okay, last one in interest of time. This, I think, is probably my favorite. Sandoval or Louis?
Louis.
Really?
Yeah, Sandoval. Do you see this motherfucker walking around? Also, I do want to address all my cursing last week. My mom is going to kill me. I was like, I couldn't even listen to last week's episode because I said the F word so many times regarding this whole Sandoval.
Really didn't.
Yeah, but I literally had to like, I was like aggressively clicking forward, and I was like, okay, I have like a sticky note now that says like no cursing. But did you see that? I just sent you something on Instagram like a couple hours ago, and it's like him getting into like some Bentley or Rolls Royce.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I saw that.
Like, you are disgusting. Like, talk about Bravo really, you know, parading these awful, awful men, like giving him that kind of paycheck, and now he can buy a Rolls Royce.
That is not his car. Let's just put that out there. There's no way in hell he bought that car.
He's just so showy. Like, even if it's his or not, like, I just think he is the real scum of the earth. That's what
I can't believe you would pick him so easily. Or I can't believe you would pick Louis so easily, speaking of scum of the earth.
Sandoval?
I don't know. I think Sandoval's still young and dumb. Like, Louis is aggressive.
40 years old three times over.
Yeah. But like maybe he gives young vibes. I don't know. Louis to me is so chaotic and criminal and devilish, where Sandoval is kind of just stupid.
No, I think Sandoval knows exactly what he's doing.
But he's also he can manipulate, but he's also easy to manipulate.
He's gross.
Okay. Well, that's all we have for today. Ending on that note.
I won't see you for like 3 weeks. You're doing the podcast by yourself, or do we have a guest coming?
So next week we will not have a podcast. We're going to take the week off. The week after, we have two guests that will be joining us.
Oh my God.
our friends, Corey and Dan. Corey knows nothing about Bravo, which is going to be great. And I also think it'll be cool to hear his pop culture side of things, especially for somebody who's worked in PR for so long. And he worked in the music side. So he might have some fun stories that he could share with us.
Wait, so they're definitely doing it?
They're doing it together.
Oh my God, this is, I cannot wait to listen. I'll be
so I'm excited
flying home at that point from Italy. So I can't wait.
Oh, you poor thing. Well, enjoy your trip, Jen. Eat all of the pasta, lobster. That's a song. Okay. Anyhow, I got to go back to work. Have fun. Safe travels. Thanks for joining us this week, friends. We will be back on September 14th or the next two Thursdays from now. Thanks for listening.